This is audio from AvWeb, the world's premier independent aviation news resource. 24/7 updates and news alerts via the AvWeb Flash. You can sign up at www.avweb.com. Today's report for Monday, October 22, 2007, is brought to you by Aviation Consumer, the consumer resource for pilots and aircraft owners. I'm Mike Blakeney reporting. When the light sport aircraft category and the sport pilot certificate were created a couple of years ago, proponents claimed a new era in aviation had begun because learning to fly would become so much more accessible under the relaxed training and medical rules. Well, if the experience of Chesapeake Sport Pilot is any indication, it would seem the original boosters were right on the money. AvWeb's Russ Niles spoke with Tim Adelman, who helped found the flight school only 7 months ago and has watched it grow faster than he ever imagined it would.
Talking with Tim Adelman, who's an owner and manager of Chesapeake Sport Pilot LLC, one of the biggest sport pilot training centers in the country, and are probably the biggest. You've really noticed a lot of increase in interest in sport pilot in the last year, haven't you?
It's been a tremendous increase in interest. We began this thinking it'd be difficult to initially find students, and have found that without even advertising, our business has grown to the point where we started with just a couple planes and now are up to five planes on the flight line.
Okay, so what are the students telling you? Who are the students, for one thing?
It's an amazing mix of students. We were kind of unsure what our demographics would be at the beginning. We thought maybe the older retired population that didn't want to deal with the medical hassle, but we have found that we have students as young as 16 just getting into aviation, some 20-year-olds that are just, you know, again, just someone who was enthusiastic about it, all the way up to retired people who just have some extra time and always wanted to learn to fly.
Okay, well, when light sport was introduced a few years ago, one of the big selling points was that it was going to introduce a whole new generation to aviation. Is that happening?
Well, you know, I don't know what generation they were talking about. Some people said that it was the younger generation because it would be more affordable. What we have found is it actually seems to be appealing more to the older generation. If I had to give kind of a percentage of our students, I would say that 20% are under 30 or 30 and under, probably about 20 to 40% would be that between that age of 30 and 50, and everyone else is above that. We have a fair amount of people in their 50s and 60s learning how to fly who have never flown before.
Why is that? What do they tell you about their desire to learn how to fly?
A part of it is word of mouth. Sport pilot is really more of a grassroots operation. So you get a lot of people just hanging out at the airport that talk to their friends and say, hey, come on out, learn to fly, come with me for a weekend. So we're seeing a lot of that, a lot of word of mouth, people just being at the airport. In addition, we do get a fair amount, I would say over half of our students say that the reason they initially looked into sport pilot was because of medical issues. They just did not want to go through the medical certificate hassle, and that it seemed like a less cumbersome way to learn to fly.
Okay, well, the idea was that it was supposed to make flying more accessible to more people, and that's what I meant about generation, a new generation of pilots. It seems like that's what's happening. It is more accessible. People are feeling that it's more accessible?
Definitely. If you think about the traditional private pilot certificate, it would not be uncommon for someone to start to learn to fly to get their private pilot certificate and take over a year to learn to fly. In a sport pilot, it is very attainable to get your license in 3 months without really having to come out to the airport every day. Maybe come out once or twice a week, and given weather delays, you could get your license in 3 months. It's not as far out of goal as maybe the private pilot certificate was.
Okay, well, the minimum number of hours that you require of instruction is 20. What's typical for the students that you're finding?
I'd say 25 to 30 hours is typical. One of the biggest problems we've actually had students solo in as quick as 11 hours, and these students would easily be ready for their check ride in 18 hours. But as soon as they soloed, they were just so excited to be able to walk out to the airport and fly that they ended up just burning a bunch of solo hours just having fun. But truly, the 20 hours is a realistic number. But the way we train pilots, and we do pretty in-depth training. We have had a great success with our check rides. I'd say most of them are around the 25-hour to 30-hour mark.
Have there been any surprises in the training?
No, actually, the training is very similar for the private pilot and the sport pilot up to the point of solo. And after that, that's really where you get the break in the training, because the sport pilot doesn't require the night training, some of the towered field operations, and some of the more the longer, more cumbersome cross countries. So the sport pilot, after you solo, you're pretty close to going to your check ride. So we weren't surprised by that. I guess the biggest surprise is that some of these planes are a lot easier to learn to fly than the traditional trainers. And so students have been soloing a little bit sooner than we initially thought they would. What we do is we not only do primary training, which is taking someone from 0 to 20, we have picked up a fair amount of students that have come from other flight schools or have picked up people who flew 20, 30 years ago and wanted to get back into it. And in doing so, they didn't necessarily have to go for an FAA check ride because they already had a license, but they definitely did about 10 hours of training just to get back in the saddle.
Are they sticking? Are they continuing to rent? Are they buying planes? That sort of thing.
Majority of them are actively renting. They are coming back to the flight school weekly and definitely flying. Now, in terms of purchasing, we've had a few, but actually more of our sales have been towards established pilots who are downgrading, coming, Mooney pilots and 182 RG pilots who have hit that point in their life where they're not doing a lot of long cross countries. They're concerned about their medical and are looking for something a little more economical to fly. And so those are really the purchasing market for us.
What's the transition like from, say, a 182 or a Bonanza to a light sport aircraft?
The two most significant things I see in doing the transition is, one, the flare height is a little different for someone coming in for a landing. So they're used to being a foot or two higher in a 182, so they seem to flare a couple feet higher and first couple landings, they may drop it in a little, and it's always a surprise to them. In addition, the controls are much lighter in a light sport aircraft. You have a lot more feel for what's going on with the plane. It doesn't take as much pressure to get the plane to respond. And so some of the pilots that have flown heavier aircraft, a 182 or a Mooney or something of that nature, oftentimes they overcorrect for the first half hour of the flight, and you kind of have to get them to settle down into less control inputs.
Have you hit a bubble here, or is the future going to be as bright as far as you can tell? Are you still getting the same level of interest from new pilots, that sort of thing?
We definitely are getting a ton of interest. It has not slowed down. We actually thought that in the spring that it would be people wanting to get outside, we'd pick up a lot of students, and we did. Then we thought the summer in August, people would be going on vacation, it would slow down, and it really didn't. And then we thought with the fall coming, people going back to school, it would slow down, and it still didn't. We've got 45 primary students right now, and we're picking them up on average 4 to 5 a week.
Well, it sounds all very positive, and we'll be keeping an eye on it. Tim, thanks very much for your time today.
Well, it's great. Thank you for the opportunity, and it's always great to be able to spread the word about sport pilots and light sport aircraft as a very fast-growing sector of aviation.
And that's Tim Adelman of Chesapeake Sport Pilot. Just put it into Google. They have a pretty good web presence. And don't forget to log on and sign up for the AFWeb Flash, e-bulletins on significant news developments sent directly to your email box. Sign up is free. We won't spam you or sell your name. And it's www.avweb.com. Comments on this audio cast welcome at audionews@avweb.com. And today's report was brought to you by Aviation Consumer Magazine, the consumer resource for pilots and aircraft owners. Look for our next audio cast on Friday, October 26th. Mike Blakeney for AFWeb Audio. Thanks for listening.